Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I'm glad you did. We've got a very exciting show today. I don't know if you can hear in the background, even my dog, Mei Ling's excited about it. Mei Ling, be quiet. We're doing a show, man. I'll hang out with you after. Anyhow, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a fantastic band out of New York that are returning. We had them on about a month ago, and they are back. And I'd like to welcome, without further ado, Running Lights. Hey, guys.
Hey.
How are you?
What's going on? We're doing good.
Yep.
How's it?
Thanks for having us back.
How's it going, man? All right. Hey, we were just talking off mic before we started the show. I am so excited. I know that you guys dropped the single, One in a Million, last month. And it's just been doing fantastic. But then you guys decided to do a video for it as well. And it's a really cool video. Tell us a little bit about One in a Million and everything.
So the song was kind of written from a place, you know, we were still in the midst of this pandemic situation. And,
right.
You know, thinking of times that came before and you know, how they say you never really know what you have until it's gone. What I mean by that is the ability to go out and meet somebody random and have the night of your life. The ability to sort of live spontaneously because you never know who you're going to meet. When you're out, you might meet, you know, your soulmate or something like that. So we were reflecting on the fact that we can't really do that now with the pandemic, and that, you know, hopefully in times to come, people will be able to go out and live their lives to the fullest. So that's kind of where the song came from. And the video itself was something that we shot in our garage. Actually, we have this big setup in our garage where we rehearse and write and do stuff like that. We wanted to shoot like a live recording video where we're actually playing it, not just miming to a track, because we miss playing
right.
live shows. You know, we kind of got over playing like live streams acoustically and all that. So we shot that and then thought to introduce a storyline from the fact that our neighbors got really pissed at us because we were so loud. You know.
Yeah. Hilarious. That's hilarious. Now, in the video, which is fantastic, by the way, I love this video so much. Are those your actual neighbors, or are they people you knew, or did you hire actors, or how did all this come about?
So I'm glad you asked that question because, you know, being that it's sort of a pandemic, not sort of a pandemic, it's, you know, it's a pandemic
right
now.
That's so long.
We couldn't exactly hire actors or like a film crew or anything like that. So we had to shoot the whole thing ourselves. And to play those characters, we called upon me and Nick's family. So who you're seeing in the video is our brother-in-law, Mike, our older sister, Christina, their daughter, Sophia, who's a rising star in her own right. And my parents, me and Nick's parents, as the older couple. So they acted the part of the neighbors. Yeah. But we actually did anger a few neighbors. That's where we got the idea from.
Well, you know, I think those neighbors are going to be, you know, here, let's fast forward 15 years, and those neighbors are going to be telling everybody they know, well, you know, who used to practice down the street, and nobody will believe them. They'll be like, no,
right.
Yeah, sure, come on. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. Well, it's a very
funny
song.
That is the hope. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, and it fits in right with what you guys do. You know, your previous videos and everything have been great. One of the things I really like about your guys' band is you guys are very, you know, I can relate to it. It's very working class, you know. You guys are working class guys. But you bring in, just because you're working class doesn't mean you don't go out and see that gal and get butterflies, or whoever, and get butterflies. And you know, you guys just capture all that. And I really, really dig it, you know. It's it just works. It just works so well. And you guys, even in the midst of the pandemic, you're still bringing it, you know. That's cool. That's very cool.
Well, hey, man, I mean, I got to say, it's like, you know, it forced us to really figure out, you know, we got the song. Normally, you're like, hey, well, how are we going to shoot a video for it? What are we going to put together? This pandemic really forced us to, like, look at what we have and how to make the best of that and, you know, hopefully give people a couple laughs here and there. So, you know, that was the whole vibe with the video. And we're super happy with the way it came out. We had no idea how good of actors, you know, our family was going to be.
How good of filmmakers we could be ourselves.
Yeah, well, there you go. There you go. You know, it reminds me, when I was a kid, my father, you know, he was a mechanical engineer, but one of his things that he loved was working cars. He loved it. That was, like, just his thing, you know. And being the only son, you know, he wanted me out there working cars with him. I was not cut of the same cloth. I did not dig stuff falling in my face and being under the car and all that kind of stuff. I didn't like it, you know, scraping my knuckles and stuff. And I used to tell him all the time, I'd say, you know, Dad, I'm going to be a famous painter. I'm going to pay people to do this. You know, I don't. And he said, well, kid, you're going to get ripped off because you're not going to know what they're doing. They'll see you coming. So this is a good way for you to know, you know, what's how a car works. And, you know, and he was right. Years later, you know, when I had to replace that first transmission, I knew exactly what it was. And, you know, and that was a skill I really liked. And now you guys are that way. Hopefully this pandemic will end in that, you know, and everything will be great and we will return to the similar thing that we knew. And maybe some quote-unquote normalcy. But still, the next time you guys are shooting one of the big high-end videos, you're going to be like, well, hold on now, just a second. before we start writing checks, or at least if we're going to write them, we're going to know what we're paying for. So I think it's a good skill. You know, it doesn't look like a homemade video, man. This looks like there was, like, you know, one of those clacker deals and a guy with a megaphone and cameras on rails. And it looks pretty high end to me. I liked it.
I think we can attribute that. I mean, most of that to the fact that when we do tour and travel and play shows, we've managed to create this fantastic light show that's synced up to all of our music. So when we play live, this light show, you don't need a lighting director to cue all these lights. It's synced to what we're playing so that the lights the way they're orchestrated reflect what's happening in the music. So that light show, we were able to set that up in the garage, and that's what gives it that really high-end look, or so we'd like to think. And then we had a good friend of ours who obviously had to hold the camera for us for this portion because we were in front of it. Our friend and filmmaker buddy, Matt Zeffi, was able to join us to shoot those segments in the garage. And he's got a great eye. He's a great filmmaker. Go check his stuff out. But, yeah, I mean, we couldn't be happier with the end result.
Oh, yeah, man. Well, he knew what he was doing, man, and so did you guys. It works, I'm telling you. And I got to say, little Sophie is fantastic in it. Everybody's fantastic in it. I've had friends and bands, and their families and neighbors have reacted that way. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
This is a message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Older adults and people of any age who have serious underlying medical conditions are at higher risk for severe illness from COVID-19. If you are at higher risk, you should stay home as much as possible and avoid close contact with people who are sick to protect yourself. Call your doctor if you have concerns about COVID-19 and your medical condition, or if you get sick. For more information, visit cdc.gov.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books, like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
But I can't see anybody complaining about you guys. As long as you're... tone it down by midnight, you'll be all right, you know? And you guys are good. The bands I knew, weren't so good. People had a reason to complain, you know?
Well, you know, that's the idea. We try to, you know, every piece of what we're doing, we try to do it at the top level. So, yeah.
Well, I think it's really cool, too, as artists, you guys are, you know, continuing to flex those artistic muscles. You know, that's something that's hard for a lot of people this year, you know, especially like my band friends, my DJ friends, people that are in that vein of entertainment. You know, my stand-up friends are going crazy. You know, they're doing bits in the front of mirrors and stuff. You know, cause we're all in that boat where we're stuck at home, you know, and what do? You can't just lay around watching Netflix all day, you know?
Right.
You guys are doing it.
But you shouldn't.
Exactly. That's a habit you don't want to pick up. That's very true. Nothing gets done. Oh, man, that's great. Now, I know you guys are, you know, real hard workers and whatnot. Are you working on new material as well during this period? Or?
Oh, yeah.
What else is happening in the running lights world?
You know, we're continuing to write songs and do some productions and just keeping the ball rolling, because momentum is everything. You know, that's like when you're in a band and you're just coming up, you have to keep moving forward no matter what. And
absolutely,
a big piece of our momentum and something that we're having a lot of fun with, which, you know, to be honest, really surprised us, is we've jumped into a little bit of TikTok, which I'm not sure if you're familiar with that yet, but
really?
I'm sure you will be. Oh yeah, so we
page on that big time.
Yeah, it's fun, man. It's fun stuff.
we got a page going on TikTok now. It's just at Running Lights Music, and it's, you know, we're probably close to hitting 30K today, if not, you know, tomorrow for sure. But it's like, it's been a lot of fun just to branch out and not only do music things, but kind of show our fans who we are as people. And the big piece that is, like, you know, Instagram, when it came out, let's, you know, you could take a picture of a grilled cheese and put it up on Instagram and be like, damn, that was a good grilled cheese. But, like, nowadays, everything's so manufactured and just everything needs to be perfect.
Right.
It's hard to really show people who you are. Now, what we love about TikTok a lot is, like, we can just mess around and have a good time. And it seems, you know, strangely enough, that a lot of folks are really just digging the three of us behind the music. And then they go in and they start to find the music. And that's the plus side of it. But it feels like we can actually make a real connection without having to worry about how we're perceived.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, and it's so, that's one of the really cool things that has pivoted in the entertainment business, especially with bands and whatnot, is the fans can interact with people. That wasn't always the case. You know, it used to be, if you want to talk to somebody in a band, well, you're waiting outside the place for, you know, 5 hours or something, maybe talk to them when they are going through.
Right.
You know, now with, I think you guys are right on that. I think that TikTok's amazing. And man, 30K yeah. in one day, yeah. that's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
right?
I mean,
that's
well, not incredible. One day.
He means 30,000 followers, which we've built over the last
right.
month or so.
Yeah.
But we've had a couple of big,
yeah,
big videos.
Cool.
You know, we're getting a couple. We had one that hit 2 million. We had another several that scored over 500,000. So we're doing okay. You know, it's more comedic content than anything else, which is, we think it's funny.
Right.
People find it funny, and if it leads them back to our music, all the more better. You know.
Yeah, and
absolutely
the whole, you know. It's just a fun and it's a way to keep things moving because, you know, shows and everything got shut down and everything's like live stream world. But speaking of which, actually, we're going to be we're playing a live stream show this Monday. What is that, 2 days from
night.
Now? What is it, Friday?
It's Friday.
Oh, boy.
Monday
yeah.
night.
Monday night, 8 p.m., we're doing a live stream for Rockwood Music Hall. But the fun thing about this is we're actually going down to Rockwood. And we're getting on the stage like we would be playing a regular show, and they're just going to have a couple folks with cameras in there. We're going to be streaming it. And there's all, you know, obviously links in our Instagram and ticket links and stuff like that, but it's going to be a fun time. So we're looking forward to exploring what can be done in the digital realm during this pandemic.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I want to tell my listeners too, you know, when you check out the Running Lights, you know, performance on the live stream, and any live stream you watch, man, there's a lot of them out there right now. 9 times out of 10, there's like a tip jar or some way you can throw a couple, you know, a virtual hat, you can put a couple bucks in or whatever. Something to remember, these cats, all these people in entertainment are working their tails off to entertain you while we're all on lockdown. You know, and a big chunk of how they make a living has been taken away by not being able to do shows and what have you. And I'm not trying to be heavy on anybody, but I'm just saying, man, throw a couple bucks or something in there. You know, I mean, you're getting entertained, you know, you pay your Netflix bill, you know,
it's
the new world we live in, man. It's the new world we live
yeah,
in.
Yeah, right.
And thanks so much for saying that, because it's very true.
Oh yeah, man. Oh yeah, it's funny. Like I said, I have all kinds of different friends, but in particular, what comes to mind is some of my DJ friends that, you know, man, they were living high on the hog, you know, on the circuit playing these big clubs and stuff and festivals and what have you. And that's all gone now, you know, but those bills remain,
yeah.
you know, and it's hard for them. It's hard. It's crazy. It's crazy. Well, doesn't it surprise me
yep.
that you guys are doing this so successfully with TikTok and streaming and whatnot, because you guys are naturals at social media.
And we have links, ladies and gentlemen, to and you can go to the runninglightsmusic.com website and find all these links as well. We have them on our show page. But the guys in Running Lights are just, like I said, masters of social media. They know how that works, and they do it well. You know, if you're in a band, check out their social media is all I'm saying. But take notes, because that's how it's done.
Oh, we appreciate
it, and just,
man.
You know. Oh, yeah. I know it's not. I know it's a lot of work. You know, I know it's a lot of work that people don't really realize it's work. You know, they're like, oh.
Yeah, like I said, you know, sometimes you wish you could go back in time and just post that picture of that grilled cheese, and that was all it needed to be. But, you know, yeah, it's definitely a lot of work. But, you know, it's on the upside of things, it gives you the potential reach to, you know, millions upon millions of people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, and on a global market, too, on a global scale. I was just talking to one of the VPs, we had him on the show about a month ago from SoundCloud, and, you know, he was talking about how, you know, they've had different people on SoundCloud that have started things, you know, bands and whatnot, put content out, and it blew up in, like, China. They're like, yeah, they're playing them in Chinese shopping malls. People had no idea.
Yeah.
They were a big thing. You know,
well,
and then,
it's funny you say that. You know, when we check out the streams for One in a Million to actually point to one in particular, it's been mostly played in the UK, which, but not by much,
yeah,
but by enough to be like, wow, how about that? You know, so maybe a UK tour is coming.
Absolutely. And, you know, you know, we live in a global planet now. It's very true. You know, I it's interesting to me because I see pictures of people in like Mozambique walking around with cell phones, you know, and it's like, wow, the whole world is connected. I think that's a cool thing, you know. It's very cool. Well, I like the track One in a Million, too. I mean, the video, of course, is fantastic, which we talked about. But the track itself, what a great track. What a good idea for that song, you know? Because I'm telling you, I met my wife out at a club, you know? I mean, it was that track, you know? It was that story, you know? It's very true. We should play it. You guys got a second? You got time to play it? Yeah, let's play.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's play. This is One in a Million, everybody, by Running Lights. Check this out. I like this. It's one of my favorite tracks of this year. Check it out.
Feel the heat.
folks. Running Lights, One in a Million. What a track. What a track. Gentlemen, I'm telling you, that track zings, baby. It zings. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh. I'm telling you guys, you're going to get a lot of emails and stuff from wedding DJs requesting that for receptions. And what that's going to be the I can see that, you know. That'll be the big one.
Hell, we'd love a phone call. Come play it.
Absolutely. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beatty, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another, a friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Roxgear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Oh, man. You know, it ain't cheap getting a band for a wedding, man. We opted for a DJ. I tried.
They could run an entertainer. You never know.
Oh man, I'm telling you, my wife really likes this. He's real tall. I don't know if you guys have ever seen him. He's been on all these shows and whatnot. Big tall clown, but he's got a really good voice, you know, and he does these covers and stuff. Puddles is his name, and I was talking to his agent and everything, and I found out the price to have him come sing, and I said, well, I think we'll do that at the 10-year anniversary. I got to save the
Not
penny.
Not this time, Puddles. Not this time.
That's right. That's how that conversation went. Oh, no, man. It was either that or, you know, have him and no food. You know, that would have been the thing. I think. And it's an Italian family, so we had to have food.
That.
You know, that was, yeah.
That's a no-no.
Oh, I'm telling you. So, gentlemen, like I said, you guys are so good. Every track I hear from you guys is just phenomenal. I tell you that One in a Million, I love the, I don't know what you'd call it, the orchestration of it, the arrangement of it, I guess that's the word. And I really dig that bass, that little bass flourish that's like in there, right by the chorus there.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool, man.
That little dun, that thing.
Yep. Yeah, I love it.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, man. I mean, we wanted to give it like a little bounce.
Oh, yeah, and it does. It does. It does. It's, you know, it's been a weird year for everybody, and it's been crazy, but I like this track because it's needed, you know, and it's needed, and I like how you guys are doing some funny stuff over on TikTok. People need that right now, you know? I would much rather watch that than the news these days, and I'm not making light of anything that's going on in the world. There's a lot of crazy, important stuff happening. Like, I get it.
Of course.
But man, just day after day. You know, I need a break. I need a break.
Yeah.
And that's cool, man. You guys are bringing that. And the fans have got to be digging it too. You know, I know you guys were all engaged with your fans and everybody's digging the track, right?
Yeah. Everything we've heard has been super positive, and you know, we appreciate all the DMs we've gotten on Instagram and just general reach outs. It's been great overall.
Nice, nice. Now, do you guys have a link or something over on Instagram for the Monday night show? Because I want to blast it out on my social media as well.
Yeah, we do. It's right up, right. The link in our bio is basically all you
cool.
need, and that'll get you right to the ticket link and with all the info and all that stuff.
Right, cool. I will have that. I will, ladies and gentlemen, listening to our live show here, that will be blasted out. Of course, if you're listening to the podcast, it's already been blasted out, but, you know, scroll through. Or just go to, hey, how about this? How about go to their Instagram of the Running Lights, at Running Lights, you know? They're super great to find, easy to find, you know, and it's right there.
Yeah.
And you can check it out. And it's on a Monday. There ain't nothing happening any night. But that, how cool is that? You guys are doing it because, you know, when you used to play live, people would say, oh, well, we're booking you on a Monday. You're like, oh, man, that everybody spent all their money on the weekend, you know? Not anymore. A Monday is like a Thursday now. You know?
Yeah, man. I didn't even know what day of the week it was, you know? That's what I was asking the guys. I was like, is it Friday? You know, that's how it is. But, you know, we never shy away.
Very true.
Like,
oh man. Well, let me ask you on a personal note, are you everybody the family and everybody's doing okay, everybody's safe and well and good and everything?
Yeah, everybody's is doing well, you know. Healthy and
good,
and
good.
Safe on our end. How about you?
Oh yeah, yeah. Everybody down here is it's weird. We all live in our masks. Going to the grocery store is a big deal now. You know, like ooh, let's go to the grocery store. You know, just to get out of the house.
It's the most exciting part of the day.
I'm telling you, it's crazy. But, you know, what can you do? I'm just glad. I'm glad I like my house, and I'm glad I like the people in the house. You know, it would be wrong.
Yeah, I hear
you. Oh, man. Well, guys, it's phenomenal. Now, One in a Million, if people want to buy the track, it's out there, right? People can get that on Spotify, wherever they buy digital music, if I'm
Spotify, Apple
correctly.
Music, iTunes, Deezer.
Nice.
You know, we're everywhere.
Nice. Awesome, awesome. Well, you know, any idea on when the next track is going to drop? I don't want to put you on the spot, but I'm just curious. I want to hear more.
Well, how about we say this, potentially before the end of the year.
Nice. Nice. Very, very cool. I will be messaging Amanda over at Trend PR and saying, I want the boys back on, man. I want the boys back on.
Well,
it's good this time. Remember last time, I apologized. I don't know what happened with our signal last time, man. It was weird. It was like we were going through a black hole or something, but everything's
all right.
Time.
Things happen.
Knock
you know?
On wood. Yeah, I love technology when it works. You know, it sucks when
yep.
it doesn't. Oh, man. Well, I'm going to tell you guys this. You guys know this anyway. You know, keep doing what you're doing. You're so darn good at it. And, you know, we all can't wait to hear more, you know, and thanks for everything you do. It's nice to watch you guys and be entertained by your music and your videos. It's very cool.
Thanks, man. We're not going anywhere anytime soon, so.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, keep doing it, gentlemen. And once again, I want to thank you guys for being on. And folks, we have, like I said, links to the runninglightsmusic.com. And I will be putting the TikTok link up there as well when the show ends. So you can get over there and check that out, too. Very, very cool. Gentlemen,
cool.
Thank you so much for being on the show. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Have a good weekend.
You too.
And folks, that's going to wrap it up for us today. This episode, of course, will be converted to a podcast and pushed out on all the various social media platforms and on all the podcasting platforms. We're on like 250 of them. That's insane. I know that there's even 250 podcasting. I think there's like closer to 300, but we're working on those last ones. We're working on those last ones real hard. We also, the big ones that we're on, of course, are Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and of course, Spotify. You can always hear our, the latest, not all of our episodes are on Spotify though, only the last 300 of them. it's very true, you know, but this is episode 1024. So, you know, we've got a lot of material there. We got a lot of material. Very, very cool. We will be back tomorrow. We've got a really cool filmmaker on tomorrow. He did a, speaking of music, he did a whole, a new movie that's coming out called I'll Be Around. And it is, it centers around a music festival. And it's all these bands that are playing and the kind of the underground indie rock scene. And it's a cool movie, man. I dug it. So that'll be tomorrow. So be sure to tune into that, you know, if you like that kind of thing. And we've got a full week next week of shows. We've got bands and movie people and just all kinds of stuff. You can always see the upcoming shows for the following week, for the current week and the following week, on my website, www.jamierocks, that's R-O-X-X with two X's, jamierocks.us, the letter U and the letter S. JamieRocks.us. And you know, you can check out my latest paintings and stuff over there as well. And everything we got going on. So very cool. We will see you tomorrow. Have a great Friday night, everybody. I'll see you later. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Tana Oli, Pop Rocks Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.